ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमल् भागवताख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्षं कृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वथा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशवाम् भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तदा कुरुष्व देवेश नादस्त्वन्नो यदप्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वभाव प्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं परम् जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादिदरदश्चार्तेष्वभिज्ञस्वरा तेने ब्रह्म हृदय आदिकवये मुह्यन्नियल् सूरयाम् तेजो वारिमृदम् यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषाधान्नास्येन सदा निरस्तकुहकम् सत्यम् परम् धीमहि धर्मम् प्रोचितकैदवोऽत्र परमो निर्मल्सराणाम् सदाम् वेद्यम् नोस्तवम् अत्र वस्तु शिवदम् तावत्त्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमल्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परे ईश्वरः सद्यो हृद्यवरुध्यतेऽत्र कृतिभिश्रोषुभि तल्क्षणाल् निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितम् फलम् शुकमुखादमृतम् द्रवसंयुतम् पिबदा भागवतम् रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नमाम् यम् प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुभेदम् अभेदकृत्यम् द्वैवायनो विरह कातरमाजुहाव पुत्रेदि तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेदु तम् सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिम् आनदोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारवेगम् अध्यात्मदीपम् अतिथिदीर्षदाम् तमोन्धम् संसारिणाम् करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यम् तम् व्याससूनम् उपयामि गुरुम् मुनीनाम् नारायणम् नमस्कृत्य नरम् चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वतीम् व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेल् कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणितादृतानेन्दोः मम वाजि विजृम्भताम् मुरारेर्मधुरीम् न कनिकापि कापि कापि नमाम् विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वति देवि गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणी श्रीमल् गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्याम् नमः वन्दे नन्दव्रजस्त्रीणाम् पादरेणुमभीष्मश व्यासम् हरिगतो गीतम् पुनादिभुवनत्रयम् श्रीगोपीचरणारविन्दपरमाणवे नमः पीताम्बरम् करविराजितचक्रशङ्खकौमोदगी सरसिजम् करुणासमुद्रम् राधासहायम् अतिसुन्दरमन्दहासम् वदालयेशमनिशम् हृदि भावयामि सो श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी वाज talking to Parikshit Maharaj about the process of creation, and during that process Sri Shukran told Parikshit that only by the mercy of Krishna, by Krishna's grace, that he will be able to talk Srimad Bhagavatam to him. And Sukadeva Goswami said this while speaking about it. He mentioned to Parikshit Maharaj, Bhukte gunan shodasha shodashalpam solam krishishta bhagavan vajam simim. Requesting Krishna to come and help him to explain Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. That was the prayers which Sukadeva Goswami was praying at the end of the 4th chapter, when he prayed to Krishna to give him the strength to speak about him and about the glories of the glories of Krishna. So we will see there that at the end of the 4th chapter, after these prayers were spoken, he continues, goes on to the 5th and 6th and the 7th chapter. The first discussion between Lord Brahma and Narada Muni. That is how the Srimad Bhagavatam begins there. That Brahma and Narada, Narada Muni was living in the Satyayoga, in Brahma's planet. And there he was unaware of the presence of the Supreme Lord, of Krishna. And he was living in Brahma's planet and he had a number of questions. Actually, before coming to that, we have discussed before that the living entity in this material world has a tendency to think and to act. That's the nature of the living force. The living force has this attitude that he wants to work in this world, and he thinks using his mind and intelligence. He tries to analyze this material world and acts on that basis. Using his body, he performs the activities. Karmam and Vijaram. Vijaram means the thoughts in the mind. That's what is Vijaram. Karma means the activities, what he performs with the body. So this Karmam and Vijaram, these are the two things which has caused all the problems to him. That these very things has caused this material body. But at the same time, he is not able to stay out of it, because if you say to somebody that you should stop this process of thinking and you should stop this process of acting in this way, it's very difficult for them to accept that, because that is against the law of the nature. That means that in the material world, the tendency of the living entity is always to act, to think and to act accordingly. So this thinking and acting, or Vijaram and Karmam, has been a part of him for time immemorial, which has generated different material bodies, because during this process of thinking and acting in a particular way, different kinds of activities are performed which eventually binds him to this material world, and with the result different material bodies are created, or material bodies one after the other, different bodies are accepted. So this is the principle behind it. But if you tell that person that you should not do this or you should not act in this particular way, then automatically the question will come back, why have I been created? Why have I been given these senses? If you say to somebody that you shouldn't see this particular thing with the eyes, then they will say, why your eyes have been given? So this is the nature of, this is so difficult thing to understand. So this karma upasana, or in other words, using the material body's ability to function, and also the ability to think or to use the mind, is used in the karma vasana. Karma vasana means, which is a very, very basic thing to understand, but that by utilizing the material body and utilizing our intelligence and mind, one can make progress in the spiritual path of life. That is possible, and that is known as karma vasana. So this karma vasana itself is so difficult to understand. What chance is there to understand the higher knowledge of Krishna consciousness? That becomes more difficult. So that is why it is mentioned there that our intelligence at the moment is actually distributed all around in this material world in different objects. And when the intelligence is stuck with many, many different things, it is difficult to separate that intelligence from that and to understand spiritual life, Krishna consciousness and all other things which are transcendental topics. So this is the reason that no matter how hard we try, because this impure intelligence, or intelligence which is influenced by the three modes of material nature and the objects of sense gratification in this material world, generally prevents us from understanding Krishna consciousness and the topics of the higher world, topics of the topics which are above the three modes of material nature. Because already the mind and intelligence is contaminated with these three modes of nature. So to such a person, to tell him something higher, it's difficult for him to understand, because even karma vasana itself is so difficult. What to talk about anything higher than that? Transcendental knowledge becomes more difficult for him to understand. So this is why the reason is that it is given in this way, that through karma and through upasana, one develops that understanding, and somehow by acting in a particular way, one gets released from the bondage what he is created by from so many births. So this is how the process begins. So it was at that time that the question came up. Srinarayana Maharshi asked Lord Brahma in his discussions that how did this world come into existence, if it is like that, that the creation and the purpose of this world, how it has been created, these questions came up. So in relationship with that, Lord Brahma had to explain to Srinarayana Muni. Narada Maharshi was given instruction by Lord Brahma that the this creation, what we see here today from Krishna's arrangement, Narada Muni had been thinking that Brahma has been the creator. So Narada Muni one day, while he was in the Satyalokam or in the Brahmaloka, in the planet where Lord Brahma resides, one day he saw Lord Brahma was meditating on something, meditating on somebody. So Narada Muni's understanding was that Brahma is the creator. Everything has been created by Lord Brahma. So who is Brahma meditating upon? This question came up to in Narada Muni's mind. So very, very respectfully, Sri Narada Maharshi asked Brahma that so far I have been thinking that you are actually the Supreme Lord, Supreme Entity. How come that you are also meditating on somebody? And sometimes Narada Muni heard Brahma is addressing somebody as Hare, Narayana and things like that he was hearing from Brahma's face. And when he heard that, Narada Muni got a little bit doubtful that is somebody there above Brahma. This question came up in Narada Muni's mind. So it was with this background Narada Muni asked this question to Lord Brahma, that I was thinking all the time, I was under the impression that you are actually the creator. But now I see that you are also meditating on or thinking about someone else very seriously. So Brahma in reply to that mentioned to Narada Muni, my dear son, actually I am not the creator. My job is only somebody else has created and kept everything ready for me. All I have to do is to just to release them at the time when it is appropriate. Srijyam srijami srishtoham ikshavai abhijodita. In the Bhagavatam you will find in the fifth chapter, Lord Brahma is explaining his position. Srijyam srijami srishtoham ikshavai abhijodita. That my actual duty is, what I am doing is, already somebody who has created everything, I just release them according to their own karma. As and when they are ready to go, I let them go from here. And when they come back to me, they will stay with me after their activities and different functions in this material world. Srijyam srijani srishtoham ikshavai abhijodita. So Brahma mentioned this to Sri Narada Muni, and Narada Muni was obviously interested to know who is this creator behind this, all these things, and what has he created and what all things has he created. In response to that, Lord Brahma told Sri Narada Muni that creation by the Supreme Lord is unlimited, and that is how Brahma began. And he continuously spoke for a long time about the whole creation within this one universe where Lord Brahma is actually in charge. So this particular universe where Lord Brahma is in charge, all that whole creation process, all the planetary systems in this world and the different process of creation of different living entities in this planet, all this was explained by Brahmaji to Narada Maharshi. Lord Brahma explained this to Sri Narada Maharshi. When Sri Narada Maharshi heard that, and in addition to that, Lord Brahma also said to him that this is only the story of one universe, and there are millions and millions of universes in the same way created by the Supreme Lord. When Sri Narada Maharshi heard all these things, he started thinking, is it some sort of exaggeration? something which I can't understand. It is, Brahma is telling me that there is so much in creation. And Narada Muni started getting a bit doubt about the whole thing, just like some of us also, we get doubtful, isn't it? Sometimes, is it all stories or is it something real? We also ask the same way the question. So Narada Muni was also not different, because when somebody is saying so many things, sometimes it looks exaggeration. Is it something exaggeration? But when you are asking a great personality like Lord Brahma, you can't tell him, are you exaggerating things or are you saying something which is not really the truth? Are you something making up now? This way Narada Muni put that question to Brahma. But because it was Brahma, and while asking Brahma, one should not, that is the system, that you cannot say that, is it a lie what you are telling me? Exaggeration and lie is not much different, it's the same, isn't it? What is not real, if you exaggerate it, it's just a lie, that's all. So anyway, Narada Muni's question was also that, is it some sort of exaggeration or is it... He put it in a very carefully so that it doesn't upset the Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma in reply to that told him that it is not any exaggeration, because what Krishna has created, if the amount, number of universes he is in charge, and what he is coming from him, number of universes what's going back to him, and it is so unlimited that me as a living entity, Brahma says that I have very limited understanding of his potency. But all I know is that what you find in this whole material world, this whole creation, where you find all sorts of activities, what is happening is only, it's only 1/4 of the energy of the Supreme Lord, and the rest 3/4 stays in the spiritual world. So that is why it is said in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna while speaking to Arjuna, he says that parastasmastu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktal sanadhanam esha sarveshu udeshu nasyetsu navinashyadi. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that actually 3/4 of the creation is in the spiritual world. It is only 1/4 that is in this material world, what we experience here. So Brahma explained this to Srinarayana Maharshi, and Brahma was seeing this, Brahma's explanation, Narada Muni was amazed actually, and he wanted to hear about the Supreme Lord Krishna more. And it is in response to that, Lord Brahma explained about the different incarnations which Krishna has taken in previous times in this material world for the sake of the for the devotees. And also Brahma explained to him about all the different incarnations of Krishna, which are starting from, actually there it begins with Varaha incarnation. Normally when we say fish incarnation, Malsyam Kurma Varaha Narasimham Vamanam Parashuram, that is how our system is. But here you will find that Brahma has actually begun with Varaha incarnation. From Varaha it begins everything. And then he goes back and talks about Malsyam incarnation. And also, apart from all the 10 major incarnations, he also spoke about the incarnations like as Rishabhadev, Kapila Vasudev, and so many other incarnations also of the Supreme Lord. So many incarnations were spoken about that. And eventually, after everything was spoken, Brahma talked about Krishna himself. And although he did not spend much time or many lines or verses to explain the other incarnations, when it came to Krishna, Brahma explained that in a lot more detail. He explained that in a lot more detail about the appearance of Krishna and Krishna's different pastimes in Vrindavan. You could see from there that Brahma's relationship with Krishna was that Brahma has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in relationship that he started explaining that. But there is one interesting thing, aspect there also, that while talking about Krishna and his different childhood pastimes, Brahma has covered almost all the major incidents there. He has not left out anything except one thing, that he has deliberately, it looks as though he has deliberately kept it away from Narada Muni. And that pastime was, that the pastime when Srinarayana Brahmaji went to Vrindavan and he had to he tried to mess around with Krishna there, and eventually Krishna had took him away from his position, and Brahma had to go and surrender, pay his obeisances to Krishna and request him to reinstate him back as Lord Brahma. This particular pastime he did not mention there. Now, probably it is that after all he was talking to his son, Sri Narada Muni. So, probably Brahma has felt that in his own mind, it may not be very nice if I had to tell my own son what stupid thing I have gone and done there. So, perhaps it is a reflection of that, that Brahma did not mention this particular pastime to Narada Muni. So, everything else has been spoken, all the other important pastimes have been referred to, except this important pastime which Lord Brahma has tried to steal the cows and the cowherd boys in Vrindavan and try to infuse his maya against Krishna. In the result was ultimately Brahma had to come and surrender to Krishna and pay his obeisances to apologizing to Krishna. This particular pastime alone was not mentioned. Anyway, after that, Brahma has spoken to Sri Narada Maharshi about this creation process, and eventually Krishna, it just comes there that the process of creation, he explained how the process of creation happens. Normally, when the Sri Shivan also, if you look into Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully, you will find there that Sri Shivan, when he was trying to talk about this process of creation to Parikshit Maharaj, he is already praying to Krishna to give him the right understanding, because Krishna's creation is so vast. Krishna's creation is so vast. And in this vast creation, what all goes on, it is impossible for even Sukadeva Goswami to explain. That is his position. And then Sukadeva Goswami is thinking, Sri Shivan is thinking in his own mind, if I have to give this knowledge, because only by praying to Krishna, he is receiving the mercy from Krishna to talk Srimad Bhagavatam. That is where you find that very, very, very special prayer from Sri Shivan to Krishna. Kirada hunandra pulinda pulkasam abhirakanghayavana khasadaya enyeja babaya dubashraya shraya shudhyandirasmai prabhavishnavenamam. That Sri Shivan says there, kirada hunandra pulinda pulkasam, that different people in this world, in this creation, Krishna's creation, who did not have, not all of the people had the good opportunity to have a good fortune of taking birth in Krishna consciousness, or to understand that the position of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many times we can see in the history, many times different groups of people has left the Vedic culture and gone away from that and taken to different philosophies of life. So Sri Shivan, knowing very well that all those people who have left the Vedic culture and went away, for them it becomes more difficult, because generally you will find people who are very much oriented towards karma, and karma, nature is to karma, they have to perform work all the time, and the result that they are getting entangled and caught up in that. But unfortunately 85-90% of the human race will find it very, very difficult to understand that this bondage, what is caused by our own activities in this world, is the cause of generating new material bodies. That knowledge is unknown to them. But in their ignorance, they keep acting one after the other, trying to resolve one issue or the other. They complicate it and they get more caught up in that process, in the process of material life or material body, and they are unable to come out of it. So knowing very well, Sudeva Goswami prayed to Krishna that even such people, kirada hunandra pulinda pulkasam abhirakangaya vanakasadaya enyeja babaya dubashraya shraya shudhyandi tasmai prabhavishnave namam. That very seriously he prayed to them that if you show some mercy by glorifying whose pastimes, by glorifying whose holy name, even those people who did not have the opportunity to know you will get purified. Please show some mercy onto them. This is how Sudeva Goswami prayed to Krishna. That prayer is so important that just by that prayer alone, Krishna's mercy was brought by Sudeva Goswami to everybody. Then they get the opportunity to understand that by hearing about Krishna alone, one's consciousness is automatically purified. That is what that verse indicates. So in that process, the process of creation started beginning, explanation begins there. That in the process of creation, there are two ways of looking at it. although it is the same thing, in two ways it's explained in the Bhagavatam. And the reason for that is, one way of explanation is very, very subtle. The other one is little bit more easier to understand. But if a person like Parikshit Maharaj would not find it difficult. For example, Sri Shukan says to Parikshit Maharaj that in the process of creation, just like if we have a big canvas and somebody has given you three different colors, say for example red, black and white, three colors somebody has given to you, and a good artist has made a lot of pictures on that canvas. Say somewhere you find them, all the whole creation, what you find in this material world, the mountains, the lakes, the rivers, and all the hills, everything, what you find in this material world. If you make a picture of all that, and all the great personalities whom you come to know, for example, Vedavyasa Maharshi, Sudeva Goswami, like that, everyone in that, people will automatically look at that picture, and they will say, oh, look at this, this is Sudeva Goswami, see how he looks like. And similarly, look at Vedavyasa Maharshi, look at these mountains, look at the hills. So everything, although it is drawn on a picture, as a picture on a canvas, with these three different colors, it all looks real to us. That is the way we perceive that. As soon as the picture is drawn, immediately we started analyzing that picture. And seeing the, particularly if you see the great sages or the great personalities whose pictures are drawn there, we start looking at them and start thinking about them automatically. It comes to our mind. That is how that impact of that picture in us. So if on a canvas, but in reality, all it is three different colors there. Nothing else, that's all. Is this red, black and white. And these three colors has been mixed in different ways and we have created this picture. But in our perception, we find that there is something which we can understand to our mind. That is for that. And these three colors are known as the Trigunas. Or in other words, Sattvikam, Rajasam and Tamasam. So in reality, what Krishna has done is, through the agency of Maya, Maya has used these three colors and given this variety of living entities in this creation. That's all. Actually, these three different colors are coming through all of us in different forms. Particularly, it is the three modes of material nature that is what we are. That is, these three modes of material nature is acting, and that is why this whole world is functioning. Nothing else. So this is how Brahma explained that to Srinarayana Maharshi. This is a very subtle way of explaining that. Little bit more in detail, Brahma also spoke about what is known in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the process of creation. Drivyam karmascha kalascha svabhavo jiva eva cha. There are five things mentioned there. And it is these five things. Drivyam means the five material elements. Earth, water, air, ether and fire. These five material elements are known as Drivyam. Drivyam karmascha kalascha svabhavo jiva eva cha. Karma means the activities of the living entity. Living entities, different kinds of activities, whether it's animal or whether it's a human species, constantly doing something in this world. Kala means the time factor. It is not only the time factor. It is that energy which is actually moving everything, all the living entities to function in this world under the influence of time. And it is a powerful force which is actually pushing everybody to act. Dravyam karmascha kalascha svabhavo jiva eva cha. Svabhavo means one's nature. Nature means, for example, if sometimes we say somebody is very much rude to other people, then we will say about him that, oh, that's his nature. You know, he is rude to everybody anyway. So there's nothing you can do about it. Or he is very harsh to someone. Similarly, if somebody is sweet to everybody, we will also say the same thing about that person. We'll say, oh, his nature is so nice. He is very sweet to everybody. He talks nicely to everyone. So, Dravyam karmascha kalascha svabhavo jiva eva cha. Svabhava means there is a law behind it. That means everything has a law in this material world. For example, from a woman, only a human child will be born. From an elephant, only an elephant baby will be born. From a cow, only a calf will be born. That is the law. You will not have a human baby from an elephant. That is against the law. The law is like this. This is the law of the material nature. That something which will come out of something else will be according to the law of material nature. So that's the law of material nature. Drivyam karmascha kalascha svabhavo jiva eva cha. Jiva means the living force behind all these things, which is actually controlling this in a very subtle way. but who is ultimately controlled by the Supreme Lord Himself. So these five elements, Dravyam, Karmam, Kalam, Swabhavam and Jiva, these are the five things which is altogether making the creation process possible. Now, out of these things, there is also some peculiarity with this creation. What is that peculiarity? Peculiarity means, in Krishna's creation you will find, He has created the material elements, and He has created, He has given the other ingredients necessary for the material world to go on. That is these five different things what we talked about. But at the same time, there is what is interesting there is, that certain law it follows. For example, if a boy becomes a young person you cannot transform him back to the young boy again. That's not possible. That is known as in the Shastra as Parinamam or transformation from one to another. So every living entity in this material world has to go through these changes. That from a boyhood to youthhood, but from a youthhood to boyhood doesn't happen. Similarly, you can transform milk to yogurt, but from yogurt to milk is not possible. That's not possible. That's already done. So this is known as Parinamam. So this is what is known in the Shastra as Parinamam. There is another thing which is known as Vigaram. Vigaram means, for example, from a pot made of earth, you can make a pot out of it, simply from the earth. But if you break the pot and remove the earth, it is back into its original condition as the material element as earth. Similarly, if you also take, say for example, gold, you can transform gold into jewelry. And the same jewelry, you can bring it back to gold again. So this is not creation, this is known as Vigaram. Vigaram means it is a transformation from one form to another. So there are two different things. One is Parinamam and the other one is Vigaram. So that is the nature of the material elements. So in this creation, what Krishna has created, you will notice one thing interesting is, that living entity, when he sees that this transformation from one to another, he is taking it as absolutely as his own process of creation. For example, the material elements Krishna has given us to use them if necessary. And we use these material elements like earth, water, air, ether and fire, and we create so many things. But from the Shastric point of view, they are not actually creation, because that is only a transformation of the material elements from one form to another. Just like we create bricks from that. From the bricks we create skyscrapers. And big huge buildings we build out of it. So, that using our intelligence and mind. But we try to take the credit of all that, don't we? That's not normally. We think, oh, we have done a great job. But what we forget there is, that behind this, there is these five material elements, which is, we were not in a position to create at any time. It is all created by Krishna and given to us. Just like the parents buy the different toys and gives it to the child. The child put it together and he feels pride in that. Oh, I have done a great job. Exactly like that. Our position is the same. In this material world, nothing has been created by us. We have everything, all what we have done is, we have taken what Krishna has created already. Dravyam karmascha kalascha svabhavo jiva evaja. Everything is coming from Krishna. It is Krishna who has actually done the real creation. We have not done any creation. What we have done is, we have taken what Krishna has given us and we have tried to build something out of it, and we try to take too much credit more than what we actually deserve from that. And this is our position. So anyway, Brahma was talking to Sri Narada Maharshi about him, and in that process there's something else happens to us. This is the most interesting thing about that. That when we start creating, or as you call, we creating, as though we are not creating, but when we start doing this business, in that process, we start taking these things as absolute. That what we have produced in this world, we start thinking that we have a tremendous power of creation in us. And as soon as these thoughts come to us, we forget the real identity of our true identity, and we start associating with the matter. And that is the material identification begins for the living entity. When one thinks through that very carefully, he can see that actually what is ignorance? Ignorance means as soon as we fall from our position as true identity, as the spirit soul, immediately we are in contact with the matter. That our original identity is totally forgotten. Because once you contact with the matter and you start manipulating the matter in different ways in this material world, immediately our identity as spirit soul is totally forgotten. We have fallen down from that position. That is the beginning of the fall down of the living entity inside the material world. So when the living entity has totally forgotten his real identity as spirit soul, no matter how much you tell the person, it is still difficult to understand. Why? The reason for that, when Shastra says that, is avidya. Avidya means ignorance. And this is where the subtle side of life comes in. That no matter how much we talk about all our material advancement, in reality, the only advancement what we have so far achieved is what Krishna has given us. We have tried to use it in different ways, and we have been feeling too much proud about it, of what we have done in this world. But when you think about it, that Krishna has actually created things which we can't even dream in our life, that we could create by our own mind or energy. And comparing to the millions and millions of universes, what has come from Krishna, where the administration is going on according to Krishna's plans, we, a tiny living entity sitting in this material world, in one planet, in one corner, thinks himself to be so proud about it, that what a great thing I have achieved in that. Prabhupada, on one occasion, had to chastise one devotee on this matter very thoroughly, because Prabhupada said at that point that this understanding of this modern civilization is based on this, that it is not able to understand itself how capable it is. And it is still thinking, Prabhupada said, that it's completely packed up in a bag of skin with urine, stool, pus, flesh, bones and everything. And he is thinking, I am so advanced. So this is his advancement. Prabhupada said this again and again in different times. Why? Because who understands Krishna's creation will never ever say that we have done something great, marvelous in this world. We have nothing to be proud of anything. All the pride credit goes to Krishna, not to us. It is Krishna who has created. Drevyam karmascha kalascha subhavo jiva evacha. That all the material elements, who is behind it? It is Krishna behind it. It is Krishna who has created everything. So the credit should go to Krishna, not to us. But we feel so much about it, and we think that every time there is an opportunity to exploit the material nature, we are right there in the front to do that. So this is the modern civilization. And then, is there any surprise that they find it very difficult to understand that there is other controller above us, and how hard it is for them to see that this particular aspect in the Shastra is mentioned as not as creation. This forgetfulness of our own nature and entrapped by the influence of the material elements is known as in the Maya's Shakti Vishesham, or in other words, the efficiency of Maya. This is where Maya comes in. Krishna is introducing us to Maya in a very, very nice way. Krishna is saying, here is everything, go and enjoy yourself and get trapped yourself in that. This is Maya, and Maya's potency is shown there. And this Maya, which is completely under Krishna's control, is engaging the living entity in so many activities in this world. The result is that he forgets his own true identity as the spirit soul. So when these things happen, dravyam karmascha kalascha svabhavo jiva evacham, that living entity has no further possibility of freeing himself from that condition of life. He is stuck there. So he is not able to free himself from that. And that is what is known as in the Shastra as entanglement. So when somehow or the other living entity is able to come out of it, and how will that happen? That can only happen by when the for example, when one understands what is Atma, what is soul and what is matter, only then he will understand this, that his true position. And unfortunately, that is a very, very difficult topic, because the soul and the matter, they are two different things. Originally, we are spirit souls, but now our relationship with the matter is so strong that we have completely forgotten that we had an identity or spiritual identity that is gone from our mind forever. And no matter how hard we try, we are still thinking that I am matter, and we are not free from that concept of life. So, but if you look at it, and if the intelligence is a bit purified, you can understand that to understand this particular fall off from the position of spiritual identity to this material identity, The whole cause is mentioned in the Shastras as avidya, ignorance, nothing else. It is the ignorance that has caused this situation. But to fall off from that position of spirit soul, the spirit soul is the only witness to all our activities. For example, the living entity is moving on from one phase to another in life. Jagrat, Swapnam and Sushupti, the three phases of life. So actually in all these three phases, he is experiencing different things. And who is experiencing this? It is the soul within himself, he is experiencing that. It is me, I, the person, who is going, witnessing all this, who is creating this. Even in the dream, we are creating so many things. In the vacant state, in the dream, in the Jagrat, or in the Swapna state, or in the Sushupti state also, sometimes we go through one after the other, we one to another, we came. All what is happening is, this living entity, whose true identity is spirit soul, he is dressed up in different ways, and he is playing around in these three games, in these three different phases, Jagrat, Swapnam and Sushupti. So that is what is actually happening to the living entity. But living entity is not aware of that. The spirit soul is always thinking that I have so much, for example, you are experiencing hunger when you are in the vacant state, in the Jagrat. But as soon as you sleep, your hunger is gone. The hunger is not there. You are not experiencing hunger in your sleep. You are not experiencing hunger in the dream state either. So certain things like kamam, lust, krodham, anger and all the different things, what you experience in the Jagrat state or in the vacant state is not experienced in the Swapnam state, dream state or in the Sushupti state, which clearly shows that all these different feelings or different thinkings, what comes to us or different emotions, what we experience is only related to that particular state of existence. That means what you experience in Jagrat, not necessarily you will experience in dream state or in the Sushupti state. All what is happening is, the living entity is moving back and forth, one to another. In one phase of life, in Jagrat state he experiences certain things, in Sushupti he is experiencing completely different things. But me, the person who is experiencing all these things, is always remaining the same. That's not changing. It's me. Because I have that Salbhavam, which means the true nature or truthfulness or the reality of my existence is a fact. Therefore, I am able to experience all the different phases of life. That is how it is understood, to be understood. That because I am a reality, the person is a reality, not the material body is a reality. It is the material body's experiences in different phases of life, Jagrat, Swapnam and Sushupti, which I call by different names, but in reality, all that is explained by me and me alone, me, the individual spirit soul. So the soul is going through this transformation. The moment that we come to the understanding that all these are activities of the body and the mind, it has nothing to do with the spirit soul, I am released from this bondage. And immediately that point, immediately is released from that bondage. So that is what is known as Sadhyamukti. So we were talking about Kramamukti before, the gradual liberation. But this is the process where one comes to the understanding eventually that at that particular point, when he has come to that stage, that he is totally freed from this consciousness that I am this body, all this, what I am experiencing, these things are only related to the body and I am relieved from that. Why? Because my real identity as spirit soul has this fact. For example, a person who is spiritually realized, he will not find any truth in this material world. Whereas, a person who is completely absorbed in this material world will find only truth in this material world. He will not find any truth in the spiritual life. This is the opposing things. So, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita about that. Yanisha sarva bodhanam yasya jagrati samyami. That the nature of a person who has spiritually realized, he does understand that this material world and material creation is not a true thing. It's only a transformation that has happened. Because of his identity with the matter, that he has been thinking that this is a reality, whereas everything else is false. So, but the person who has on the spiritually realized soul, he can see this because he is situated in that position that he will able to discriminate between the real and the non-real, or which is not real. Whereas the person who is absorbed in the material consciousness, he will only see the one side of the existence. In other words, his materialistic way of life or the identification with the matter. So when one is released from this condition, and completely got himself back into his situated within the self, as they say in the Shastra. All the Upanishads talk about it, that how one gets situated within one's own self. At that time, he is released from that, his connection with the matter is finished, and that is known as Sadhyamukti. Sadhyamukti means that liberation, what he has reached by that stage, from there is no more falling back into this material world again. Then all that is happening to him is that he has to wait enough time that whatever the body, Prarabdha Karma has created, one day that drops off and he is gone back to the spiritual world. So this is that process of spiritual realization. When this was spoken about it to Srinarada Maharshi, to Parishit Maharaj, so they also was talking about this. And when he said that, Parishit Maharaj was interested to hear that how, when does this happen, this Adhyomukti, or the process, straight liberation from this earthly planet to the spiritual world, without going through any of the higher planetary systems, breaks the shell of the universe and goes out into the outer spiritual world. When that process was interesting to hear for Parishit Maharaj, and to explain that, Sukadeva Goswami goes on to this knowledge, what is required to bring that realization to the living entity. It does not exist in this world. It comes from the other world, which is known as the transcendental world. And it is those incarnations of Krishna who have come from the other world, from the spiritual world to this material world, they are the personalities who bring this transcendental message to us. And so therefore, this transcendental message, the different incarnations of Krishna, which we read in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the several other Puranas, these incarnations are those, because this knowledge does not belong to this world, it comes from the spiritual world, that knowledge has been brought in by those personalities who live in the spiritual world. It is their incarnations, they have come here, they brought this information to us. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the story of those personalities who have come from the spiritual world and who presented this absolute nature of the absolute knowledge, which is beyond the perception of our mind and senses, from the spiritual world. And to substantiate that, and to substantiate that point, immediately Sri Shugan says to Parikshit Maharaj in his discussions that there were a number of personalities who have gone beyond this existence, or material existence, and who have released from there, from the material life. In for that, he quoted in two verses a list of people. Ikshvagu Aila Mujukunda Videha Gadi. The different people he is talking about. Rekhvambarisha Sagaro Gaya Nahushadhyam Mandhadalarka Shadadhanya Nurandideva Devavvado Valimurtarayo Dilivam. So he says there, Ikshvagu was a great king, a lot of many great personalities, great kings and great sages who are listed there. Ikshvagu, Aila, Munchukunda, Videha, Ghadi, Rekhu, Ambarisha, Sagara, Gaya, Nahushadya, Mandhadalarka, Shadadhananu, Randideva, Devavrado, Beli, Amurtarayo, Dilivam. That he talks about Mandhadav, Alarka, Randideva, Vidura, Vibhishana, Hanuman, and so many, a number of persons he has mentioned there. And what was their qualification? And Sri Shukan says to Parishit Maharaj, all these great personalities had one quality. Why? Because they were able to release themselves by their own endeavor. They struggled very hard to attain spiritual perfection in their life, which they did. Eventually, their realization is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam like this. That their realization was such that me and mine has completely gone away from them. What else? Their intelligence was such, shwasraga alabhakshi, this material body is nothing but a food for the foxes and the dogs. This is what he has mentioned there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So while speaking about this point, Sukadeva Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj that these great souls, it mentions in the Bhagavatam, all these great personalities, they were all such personalities who have freed themselves from this material world by their effort. And that is why those two verses refers to that, of those great people who left this material world in that way. So that was their good fortune. And in addition to that, that is also, he said to Parikshit Maharaj, that these great personalities who freed themselves from this bondage, from this material world, by their spiritual activities, and the incarnations of Krishna who came here to present this knowledge from the higher world to the living entities at different times in the history. If you combine their history, that is what is Srimad Bhagavatam is. This is how we present it. Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but except the history of those persons who practiced the Krishna consciousness and attained perfection. And it is the history of those personalities who came from Krishna to present that spiritual knowledge to this world. If you combine these two things together, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is how Sukadeva Goswami mentioned to Parikshit Maharaj. And Lord Brahma, while talking about this, Idam Bhagavatam Namam Puranam Brahma Samhidam Samgrahoyam Vibhudinam Tomedad Vibhili Kurum. So Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Lord Srinarada Maharshi, was given this instruction by Brahma in the beginning, that when they were discussing about the creation process, it was also mentioned there that Brahma, in very briefly, he mentioned to Srinarada Maharshi, Idam Bhagavatam Namam. This is the story of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the essence of everything. Why? Puranam Brahma Samhitam. That Lord Brahma has acknowledged this. Samgrahoyam Vibhudinam Tumedal Vibhili Gurum. That in very, very nutshell, he presented that to Narada Muni. And that is how first time in the history Lord Brahma gave Srimad Bhagavatam to Sri Narada Muni. Sri Narada Muni took Srimad Bhagavatam from Lord Brahma. Later on, Sri Narada Muni gave Srimad Bhagavatam to Vedavyasa Maharshi. That comes in the first canto, we were talking about that. But here you find, Idam Bhagavatam Namam Puranam Brahma Samhidam Sangrahyoyam Vibhudinam Tomedal Vibhili Gurum. And then Brahma gave an instruction to Narada Muni, take this Srimad Bhagavatam and expand it. And glorify Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam. It is Krishna's incarnations, different incarnations. And it is Krishna's devotees. It is their story is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Yatha Harer Bhagavati Nranam Bhaktir Bhavishyati Sarvatman Nakhiladharam Iti Sangalpavarnaya. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it says there, Yatha Harer Bhagavati. What is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam? The purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam, according to Lord Brahma, is Yadha Harer Bhagavati Nranam Bhaktir Bhavishyati. Somehow or the other, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee, if a little bit of devotion has come in the heart of the listener, and somehow or the other, if the listener has developed a little attachment for Krishna, a little bit of faith in Krishna, Sarvatmanna Hiladharam Iti Sangalpavarnaya. So he said to Srinaradam, Narada Muni, go on describing the glories of Krishna, let people be benefited from that. It is with this blessing that Ramaji told Srinarada Maharshi to expand Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Bhagavatam, which was given in a nutshell to Srinarada Muni by Lord Brahma, Narada Muni expanded that and given to Vedavyasa Maharshi, which he expanded further and given to Sri Shukan. Sri Shukan expanded that further and given to Parikshit. And from Parikshit, and then to Sudha Goswami took it from Sudeva Goswami and expanded that into Shaunagrashi and given it to him. So like this, the Bhagavata Parambara, or the disciplic succession, or you can call it the Acharya Parambara of Srimad Bhagavatam, comes from Lord Brahma himself. Brahma is the original personality who learned Srimad Bhagavatam and explained Bhagavatam to Sri Narada Muni. So that is how Yadha Harer Bhagavani Nranam Bhaktir Bhavishyani Sarvatman Nakhiladharam Iti Sangalpavarnaya. That he has told Narada Muni that if by presenting Srimad Bhagavatam, if a person who hears Srimad Bhagavatam, eventually if there is a little bit, even a slight attachment to Krishna, or a slight feeling for Krishna builds up within the heart of the devotee, then the effort is worthwhile. This is how Brahma said to Srinarada Maharshi. So that is how it was spoken. And in three chapters, this discussion happened. But that discussion between Brahma and Narada, where the presentation of the Srimad Bhagavatam has been given, in the beginning he talks about the Purusha Sukta Pratipadam. That means, in the Purusha Sukta prayers, which is spoken, there is mention about the expansion of Krishna as the total manifestation of the whole creation. That is how he is worshipped there. And right up to all the other different incarnations are covered in that. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the story of these devotees and the story of the incarnations of Krishna. And eventually, in the 10th and 11th canto, Vedavyasa Maharshi mentioned about the Supreme Lord Himself, from whom all these different incarnations came to this world. Basically, what we have to understand is that it is these incarnations by whose mercy that we receive the absolute knowledge from the transcendental world. That knowledge is not available in this world. It is not possible to research and find out this knowledge. It is not possible. But it's only through the mercy of those personalities who took shelter in this knowledge, and by practicing it, who attained perfection. And that is the list of the kings and the saints who performed that from time immemorial, and they became perfect in their own spiritual life. So it is that story that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll just read that verse.
देवदेव नमस्ते स्तु भूतभावन पूर्वज तद्विजानी ही यज्ञानम आत्मतत्व निदर्शनम यद्रूपम यथाधिष्ठानम यदसृष्टमिदं प्रभो यल्समस्तम यल्परम यच तत्तत्त्वं मदतत्त्वदाः सर्वं हेदल भवान वेद भूतभविभवल प्रभो करामलगवद्विषम विज्ञानावसितं तव यद्विज्ञानो यथाधारो यल्परस्तम यदात्मकः एकस्तदसि भूतानि भूतैरेवात्मवायाम् आत्मन भावये सेवानि न पराभावयन् स्वयं आत्मशक्तिमवष्टभ्य पूर्णनाभिरिवाक्लमाः नाहं वेदवरं ह्यस्मिन् नावरं न समं विभो नामरूपगुणैर्भाव्यं सदसल् किञ्चिदन्यदाः स भवान् जरल्घोरं यत्तपस्सु समाहित तेन खेदयसेनस्त्वं पराशङ्गां प्रयच्छसि एतद्मे पृच्छदस्सर्वं सर्वज्ञ सकलेश्वर विजानीहि दैवेदम् अहं बुद्धेनुशासिताः श्रीब्रह्मोवाचा सम्यक्कारणीयस्येदं वल्सदे विजगिल्सितं यदहं चोदितस्सौम्यं भगवद्वीर्यदर्शने नामृतं तव दच्छामि यथा मां प्रब्रवीषिवो अविज्ञायपरं मत्त्वम् एतावत्त्वं यतो हि मे येन स्वरोजिषा विश्वं रोजितं रचयाम्यहं यथा कोग्निर्यथा सोमं यथा क्षग्रहतारकाः तस्मै नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय धीमहि यन्मायया दुर्जया मां ब्रुवन्ति जगद्गुरुम् विलज्जमानया यस्य स्तादनीक्षापदेमुया विमोहिता विगच्छन्ति ममाहमिति दुर्धियाः दैव्यं कर्म जगालश्च स्वभावो जीव एव च वासुदेवाल्परो ब्रह्म न जान्योऽर्थोऽस्ति तत्त्वदाः नारायणपरो वेद विधवा नारायणाङ्गज नारायणपरालोक नारायणपरामखाः नारायणपरो योग नारायणपरं तव नारायणपरं ज्ञानं नारायणपरागति सस्यापि द्रष्टुरीशस्य कूटस्याख्ययात्मनाम् सृष्टम्भुजामि सृष्टोऽहम् ईक्षय एवाभिचोदिताः सत्त्वम् रजस्तमायिनि निर्गुणस्य गुणाश्रया स्थितिसर्गनिरोधेषु गृहीतामायया विभोम् कार्यकारणकर्तृत्वे द्रव्यज्ञानक्रियाश्रय भद्रन्ति नित्यदा मुक्तम् मायिनम् पुरुषम् गुणाः स एष भगवान् लिङ्गे स्त्रिभिरेभिर् अथोक्षज स्वरक्षितगतिर्ब्रह्मन् सर्वेषां ममजेश्वराः कालं कर्मस्वभावं च मायेशो यायया स्वय आत्मन्यदृच्छया प्राप्तं विभुपूरुषरुपादतेम् कालाद्गुणव्यधिकरं परिणामस्वभावद कर्मणो जन्म महदं पुरुषादिष्ठिदादवुल् महदस्तु विकुर्वाणां रजस्सत्तु अपब्रह्मिदात्मप्रधानस्तु भवल् द्रव्यज्ञानक्रियात्मकाम् సోహంగారమితి ప్రోక్తో వికర్వన్ సమభూల్కృత వైకారికస్తేజసశ్చ తామసశ్చేదియద్భిద ధర్మశక్తి క్రియాశక్తి జ్ఞానశక్తిని ప్రభో తామసాద విభూదాదిర్ విగుర్వాన్ అభూన్నత తస్య మాత్రా గుణశబ్దో ఇంగం యల్ దృషదృశయో నభసోద విగుర్వాణ అభూ స్పర్శ గుణో నిల పరాన్వయా శబ్దవాంశ ప్రాణమోజ సహోబలం వాయోరపి విగుర్వాణ కాలకర్మ స్వభావద ఉదవద్యత తేజో వై రూపవల్ స్పర్శ శబ్దవల్ తేజసస్తు విగుర్వాణ ఆసీదంబోరసాత్మకం రూపవల్ స్పర్శవచ్చంబో వశవచ్చపరాన్వయా విశేషస్తు విగుర్వాణ దంభసో గంధమానవుల్ పరాన్వయాద్రసస్పర్శం శబ్దరూప గుణాన్విదాః వైకారికాన్మనోజ్ఞి దేవా వైకారికానశ దివ్వాదార్క ప్రజేదోషి పద్మీంద్రోవేంద్రమిత్రగాః తేజసస్తు విగుర్వాణ ఇంద్రియాని దశా భవాన్ జ్ఞానశక్తి క్రియాశక్తిర్ బుద్ధి ప్రాణశ్చ తేజసౌ శ్రోత్రం తుర్ఘ్రాణ దృగ్జిహ్వ వాగ్దోర్మేఘ్రాంగ్రివాయవాః యదైతే సంగదాభావ భూతేంద్రియమనోగుణ యదాయన నిర్మాణే నశైకుర్భ్రమవిత్తమాం తదా సంహత్తి జాన్యోన్యం భగవల్చక్తి జ్యోతిర సదసత్వముపారాయ చోభయం ససుగృహ్యదాః వర్షభూగ సహస్రాందే తదండముదగేషయం కాలకర్మ స్వభావస్తు జీవో జీవం జీవయల్ స ఏవ పురుషస్తస్మాత్ అండం నిర్భిద్య నిర్గద సహస్రోపంగ్రివాహృక్ష సహస్రాన శిక్షవాన్ యస్యేహావయవయర్లోనాన్ కల్పయంతి మనీషిణ కథ్యాదివిరథ సప్త సప్తోర్ధ్వం జగనాధిమీ పురుషస్య ముఖం బ్రహ్మ క్షత్రమేదస్య బాహవ పూర్వైర్వైశ్యో భగవద పద్భ్యాం శూద్రోభ్యజాయినాం భూర్లోక కల్పిత పద్భ్యాం భువర్లోకస్య నాభిద కృదాసుర్లోకమురస మహర్లోకో మహాత్మనాం శ్రీంద్రియమాయాం జనలోకశ్చ తపోలోకస్తనద్వయాన్ మూర్ధవిస్తత్యలోకస్తు బ్రహ్మలోకస్తనాదనాం తత్కర్యం చాటలం క్లుప్తం ఉరుభ్యాం విదలం విభో జానుభ్యాం సుదలం శుద్ధం గంగాభ్యాం దుదలాతలం మహాతలం దుగుల్భాభ్యాం ప్రబలాభ్యాం రసాతలం పాతాళం పాదతలం ఇది లోకమయ భువాన్ భూర్లోక కల్పిత పల్భ్యాం భువర్లోకస్య నాభిద స్వర్లోకం కల్పితో మూర్ధనం ఇది వా లోక కల్పన ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే ద్వితీయ స్కందే పంచమోధ్యాయ శ్రీ బ్రహ్మోవాచ వాచాం మన్యముఖం క్షేత్రం ఛందసాం సప్తధాదవ అవ్యగవ్యామృదానన్యాం జిహ్వా సర్వరసస్యాం సర్వాసూనాం చ వాయోశ్చ తన్నాసే పరమాయిని అశ్వినారోషధీనాం చ కర్ణోమోద ప్రమోదయోః రూపానాం తేజసాం చక్షుర్దివసూర్యస్య సాక్షిణి కర్ణో దిశాం చతుర్థానాం శ్రోత్రమాశశ్రద్ధయో తల్గాత్రం వస్తుసారాణాం సౌభగస్య వాచనం తుగస్య స్పృశయావోశ్చ సర్వమేదస్య జైవహి రోమాన్నిబిల్జజాదీనాం ఏర్వాయజ్ఞస్తు సంప్రదాః కేశశ్మశ్రుమఖాన్యస్య శిలాలోకాభ్రవిద్యుదాం బాహవోలోకపాలానాం ప్రాయశక్షేమకర్మణాం విక్రమో భూభువస్వశ్చ క్షేమస్య శరణస్య వా సర్వకామవరస్యాపి హరే శరణమాస్పదం అపాం వీర్యస్య సర్గస్య పర్జన్యస్య ప్రజాపతి పుంసశ్నిష్ణముపాస్తస్తు ప్రజాత్యానందనృపదేః పాయువర్యమస్య మిత్రస్య పరిమోక్షస్య నారద హింసాయ నిజదేర్మృత్యు నిరయస్య సద్బుధస్మృతాః పరాభూయ ధర్మస్య తమసశ్చాపి పశ్చిమ నాధ్యో నదనదీనందు గోత్రాణామస్తి సంహతి అవ్యక్తరస సింధూనాం బోధానాం నిధనస్య చ ఉదరం విదిలంబం సో హృదయం మనసపదం ధర్మస్యామ మధుభ్యం చ కుమారాణాం భవస్య చ విజ్ఞానస్య చ సత్వస్య పరస్యాత్మా పరాయణం అహం భవాన్ భవశ్చైవ త ఇమే మునయోగ్రజ సురాసుర నరానాగ ఖగ మృగసరీ సృవాః గంధర్వాప్సరసో యక్ష యక్షోభూతగణోరగ వశవస్విరస్విదర సిద్ధ విద్యార్ధాశ్చారణాద్రుమాం అన్యే జీవిదా జీవ జలస్తరనభౌగస గ్రహక్షయదవస్థారస్థితిస్తనయిత్నవాం సర్వం పురుషమేవేదం భూతం భవ్యం భవచ్చయల్ తేనేదమోపదం విశ్వం ఇదస్థితం ఇదస్థిమవతిష్టదీం స్వదిష్ణ్యం ప్రథమన్ ప్రాణో బహిశ్చ ప్రథమత్యసో ఏవం విరాజం ప్రథమం సవత్యంతర్బహిపువాన్ సోమృతస్య వయస్యేషో మర్త్యమన్నం యదత్యగల్ మహిమేషదో బ్రహ్మన్ పురుషస్య దురత్యయాః పాదేషు సర్వభూతాని పుంసస్థితిపదో విధు అమృతం క్షేమభయం త్రిమూర్ధ్నో హైమూర్ధసో పాదాశ్రయోభిశ్చాసన్ ప్రజానామ్యమాశ్రమ అంధస్త్రిలోక్యాస్తువరో గ్రహమేదో బృహద్వృదాః సృతిభ్యజక్రమే విశ్వత్ శాసనాశనే ఉభే యద విద్యాజ విద్యాజ పురుషస్తువయాశ్రయ యస్మాదన్నం విరాజ్ఞి భూతేంద్రియగుణాత్మక తద్రవ్యక్తమిదాద్విశ్వం గోపి సూర్యమివాతమ యథాస్య నాభ్యనలినా అర్హమాసం మహాత్మన ఆవిదం యజ్ఞ సంభారన్ పురుషావయవాకృతే తేషు యజ్ఞస్య వశమం సవనస్పదయ కుశ ఇదం చ దేవయజనం కాలశ్చోయగుణాన్విదా వస్తున్యోషయ స్నేహ రసలోహమదో జలం రుజోయుషి సామాని చాదుర్హోత్రం జ సత్తమా నామధేయాని యుంద్రాశ్చం దక్షిణాశ్చ ప్రదానిజ దేవదానుక్రమ కల్ప సంకల్ప స్తంద్రమేవ చ గదయోమదయ శ్రద్ధ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం సమర్పణం పురుషావయ వైరేది సంభారా సంభదామయాం ఇది సంవృత సంభారం పురుషావయ వైరహం తమేవ పురుషం యజ్ఞం తేనైవాయుధమీశ్వరం తదస్తే భ్రాతరై మే ప్రజానాం పదయో నమ అయజం వ్యక్తమవ్యక్తం పురుషం సుసమాహితాః తదశ్చమనమకాలే నీచిరేఖషయోపరే పితరో విభుదా దైత్య మనుష్యా తద్విర్విభుం నారాయణే భగవతీ తదన్విశ్వమాహితం విహీతమాయోరుగణం సర్వదాగామమనస్వదాం సజాని నియుక్తోహం హరో హరది తద్వశ విశ్వం పురుషరూపేణ పరివాదిత శక్తిద్రక్ ఇది మే విహితం తాదం యథేదమనుపృచ్ఛసి నాన్యాల్ భగవద కింజిల్ భావ్యం సదసదాత్మకం న భారతీ మేంగంకుశోపలక్ష్యతే న వైకుజిన్మే మనసో కృషోగతి నమే కృషీగాని పదం వ్యసల్పదే ఎన్మే హృదల్ ఔల్కన్యవధా భృతోహీ సోహం సమాయమయస్తమోమయం ప్రజాపదీనామభివందిదర్పది ఆస్థాయ యోగం నిపుణం సమాహిదస్తంధ్యగచ్చమ్యదమాల్పసంభవాః నదోస్మ్యహం దచ్చరణం సమీయుష భవచ్చిదం స్వస్తేనం సుమంగళం యో హ్యాత్మమాయా విభవం స్మవైద్యగ యథా నవస్వాన్న మథాపరే కుదా నహం న యూయం యదదాం గతిం విదుర్ న వామదేవ కిముదా పరే సుర తన్మాయయా మోహిత ఉద్ధయస్విదం వినిర్మిదం చాల్పసమం యజ్మహే ఎస్యావతార కర్మాణి గాయంతి హ్యస్మదాదయ నయం విదన్యదత్వేన తస్మై భగవతే నమః స ఏష మాధ్యపురుష కల్పే కల్పే సృజత్యజ ఆత్మాత్మన్యాత్మనాత్మానం సంయచ్చతిజ వారిజాం విశుద్ధం కేవలం జ్ఞానం ప్రత్యగ్గమ్యగవస్థితం సత్యం పూర్ణమనాద్యంతం నిర్గుణనిత్యమద్వయం కృషేదంది వినయ ప్రశాంతాత్మేంద్రియాశయ యథాతదేవా సత్యర్కై శిరోధియేద విప్లుదం ఆద్యోవతార పురుష పురస్ కాలస్వభావం సదసం మనశ్చ ద్రవ్యం వికారో గుణమింద్రియాణి విరాసరా స్వాస్మ్యరిష్ణుభూమ్నా అహం భవో యజ్ఞమిమే ప్రదేశ రక్షాదయో ఏ భవదాదయశ్చ స్వర్లోకపాల ఖగలోకపాల నులోకపాల స్థలలోకపాల గంధర్వ విద్యాదరచారణేశ ఏ యక్షరక్షోరగ నాగనాథాః ఏమాముషీణామషవపితృణాం దైత్యేంద్ర సిద్ధేశ్వర దానవేంద్ర అన్యే చ ఏ ప్రేరవిషాజ భూతం ఉష్మాండయాదో మృగపక్షదీశాం యల్కించ లోకే భగవన్ మహస్వ ఓజస్సహస్వల్బలవ క్షమావల్ శ్రీ విభూత్యాత్మవదద్భుతార్ణం తత్వం బలం రూపవదస్వరూపం ప్రాధాన్యదోయామషమామనంది లీలావతారాన్ పురుషస్య భుంగ ఆబీయతాం కర్ణకషాయ శోషం అనుక్రమిష్యేద వివాన్ సువేషాన్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతే ద్వితీయ స్కంధి షష్ఠోధ్యాయ శ్రీ బ్రహ్మోవాచాం యత్రోతి దక్షితి దలోద్ధరణాయ విభ్రల్ క్రౌడీంధనం సకల యజ్ఞమయీమనంద అంతర్మహార్ణ ఉపాగతమాది దైత్యం తం ద్రష్టయా ద్రివ్యో వజ్రధరో దధారాం జాతోరు జేరంగయల్ స్వయమన్ సుయజ్ఞ ఆపూరి సూను మమరానత దక్షిణాయాం లోకత్రయస్య మహదీ మహరద్యదార్థ్యం స్వయం భువేన మనినా హరిరిత్యుక్త హరిరి హరిరిత్యనియుక్త యజ్ఞేజ కర్మ కర్దమ గృహే ద్విజ దేవహూత్యం స్త్రీభిః సమం నోభిరాత్మగతిం సుమాత్రే పూజయే ఆత్మశమలం గుణ సంగమంగమస్మిన్ విధూయ కపిలస్య గతిం ప్రవేదే అత్రేవ దత్తిమవిగాంక్షరమహదుష్టో దత్తోమహాయ దత్తోమయాహమిది యల్ భగవాన్ స దత్త యల్ పాదపంగజ పరాగమోవిత్రదేహ యోగర్ధిమావురిమహీం యదుహైహయాద్యాః తత్తం నవో విజలోక సృక్షయామి ఆదౌ సనాం సుతవస్సస చదుస్సనోహుల్ ప్రాకల్ప సంబల వినష్టమిహాత్మతత్వం సమ్యక్ జగాదమునయో యదక్షదాత్మన్ ధర్మస్య దక్షదుహితజనిష్టమూర్త్యం నారాయణో నరమిది సుతవ ప్రభావ దృష్ట్వాత్మనో భగవతో నియమావలోమం దేవ్యస్తనంగ పదన ఖరిదం నశేకూం కామం దహంది కృదినో నిరోషదృష్ట్యాం రోషం దహం నముదే నదహంది సహ్యం స్వయం విదందరబలం ప్రవిశన్ ద్వివేది కామఖదం పునరస్థమనశ్రయేద విద్ధస్వత్నివర్తృభిరందిరాజ్ఞో నాలోభి సన్నుపగతస్తపసేవనాని తస్మాదాతృభగతిం కృణదే ప్రసన్నో దివ్యాస్తు వంది వినయో ఇదివజస్తాల్ యద్వేన ఉల్పలగదం నిజవాక్య వజ్రం విప్లుష్టమౌరుషమగం నిరయే పదన్నం త్రాత్వార్థితో జగదీపుత్రవదం జలేభే బుద్ధా వసూని వసుధ సకలానియేన నాభేన సావృషమమాసస్ దేవి సోను యోగై చార సముద్రం జలయోగ చర్యం యల్ పారమహంస మృషయ పదమామనంది సుస్థ ప్రశాంతకరణ పరిముక్త సంగాః సత్రే సమాత్మమాస భగవాన్ హరశీర్షయా హరశీరషాదో సాక్షాల్ సయజ్ఞపురుష స్తమనీయ వర్ణ ఛందోమయో మఖమయో అఖిల దేవదాల్మా వాచో భవూరు ఉష బాబో వాచో భవూరు ఉషదీశ్చ సదోస్య నస్తాః മത്സ്യോയി ഗാന്ധസമയേമനോബലബ്ധ ക്ഷോണീമയോനിഖില ജീവനികായ ഗേദം വിശ്രംസിതാന്തുഭയേ സരിലേ മുഖാന്നേ ആദായ തത്ര ജഹാരഹദേദമാർഗാൻ ക്ഷീരോധതാവമരദാനവയൂഥപാന ഉന്മദ്ധൃതാമൃതലദ്ധയമാതിരേവ പൃഷ്ഠേന ഗച്ഛ ഭവപൂർവിദധാര ഗോത്രം നിദ്രാക്ഷണോ ദ്രിപരിവർത്തന കഷാന കണ്ടോ ത്രൈവിഷ്ടബോധവൈഹാസ നൃസിംഹരൂപം വൃത്വാഭ്രമൽക്കുടി ദംഷ്ടകരാളവക്രം ദൈത്യേന്ദ്രമാശു ഹൃദയാഭിപതന്തമാരം ഗൗരോ നിവാത്ത വിദധാരനഖേ സ്ഫുരന്തം അന്തസ്സരസ്യുരുപലേന പദേ ഗൃഹീതോ ഗ്രാഹേണ യൂഥപതിരംബുജഹസ്തമാർത്ഥ ആഹേനമാതി പുരുഷാഖില ലോകനാഥ തീർത്ഥശ്രവ ശ്രവണമംഗളനാമധേയ ശ്രുത്വാഹരിസ്തരണമാർത്ഥിനം ശ്രുത്വാഹരിസ്തമരണാർത്ഥിനം അപ്രമേയം ശക്രായുധപതകരാജഭുജാതിരൂഢ ചക്രേണ നക്രവദനം വിനിവാട്ട്യ തസ്മാധസ്തേ പ്രകൃഷ്യ ഭഗവാൻ കൃപയോജ്ജഹാരാം ജയ അൻപുനൈരവരജോപി അതിദേസുദാനം ലോകാൻവിചക്രമയമാൻ യഥദാരിയജ്ഞ ക്ഷ്മാം വാമനേന ഗൃഹേ ത്രിപദച്ചലേന യാജ്ഞാമൃതേ പതിചരൻ പ്രഭുവിർണചാല്യാം നാർത്ഥോപലേന വൈമുരുക്രമ പാദശൗചം മാവശ്യകാതൃതവതോ വിഭുതാധിപത്യം യോ വൈ പ്രതിശ്രുതമൃതേന ചകീർഷധന്യമാത്മാനമംഗ ശിരസാഹരയേഭിമേനേ തുഭ്യം ച നാരദവിഷം ഭഗവാൻ വിവൃദ്ധ ഭാവേന സാധു പരിദുഷ്ടമുവാച യോഗം ജ്ഞാനം ച ഭാഗവതം ആത്മസതത്വദീപം യദ്വാസുദേവ ശരണം വിദുരഞ്ജസൈവാം ചക്രം ച ദീക്ഷവിഹതം ദശസുസ്വദേജോ അന്വന്തരേഷു മനുവംശധരോഭിവർത്തി ദുഷ്ടേഷു രാജസുതമം വ്യഥതാൽ സ്വകീർത്തിം സത്യേ ത്രിപൃഷ്ടം ശതിം പ്രളയം ചരിത്രൈഹി ധന്വന്തരിശ്ച ഭഗവാൻ സ്വയമേവ കീർത്തി നാംനാ നൃണാം പുരുരുജാം രുജമാശുഹന്നി യജ്ഞീജഭാഗമൃതായുരവാവരുന്തമായുശ്ച വേദമനുശാസ്തിമതീര്യ ലോകേയും ക്ഷത്രം ക്ഷയായ വിദിനോപമതം മഹാത്മാ ബ്രഹ്മപ്രചിതവതം നരകാർത്തിരിപ്സോ ഉദ്ധർദ്യ സാവനികണ്ടകമുഖ്യവീര്യം സ്ത്രീസപ്തകൃത്വം ഗുരുധാരപരശ്വതേന അസ്വൽപ്രസാദസുമുഖക്കലയാഖലേശ ഇക്ഷ്വാകോംശം അവതീര ഗുരോ നിദേശേ തിഷ്ടൻ വനം സദൈതാനുജമാവിവേശയസ്മിൻ നിരുദ്ധ ശകന്ദരമാർത്തിമാർച്ചൽ ഭൂമേ സുരേന്ദ്രവിരൂധ വിമർദ്ദിതായ ക്ലേശമേയായ കലയാസിത കൃഷ്ണകേശ ജാതക്കരിഷരി ജനാനുപലക്ഷ്യമാർഗ കർമാണി ജാത്മഹിമോപനിബന്ധനാനി തോകേന ജീവഹരണം യദുലൂകികായ ത്രൈമാസികസ്യ ജപദാശകടോപവൃത്ത യദ്രിംഗതാന്തരഗതേന നിരിസ്പൃശോ വാ ഉന്മൂലനം തുതരഹാർജുനയോർണഭാവ്യം യദ്വൈ വൃതേവൃതപശുന്മുഷണോയ ഭീധരൻ പാലാംസ്തു ജീവയനുഗ്രഹദൃഷ്ടിവൃഷ്ട്യാ ശുദ്ധേദിവിഷമിരുമിലോലജിഹ്വാചാരയിഷ്യദുരകംവിഹരൻഹൃദിന്യാംതൽക്കർമദിവ്യമിവയന്നിശനിശയാനംദാവാഗ്നിനാശുചിവനേപരിദഹ്യമാനിഉന്നേഷ്യതിപ്രതിമതോവസിതാന്തകാലംയത്രേപിദായസബലോയധികംയവീര്യാഃ ഗൃഹണീതയദ്യുപവന്തമുഷ്യമാദംശുഭംസുദസന്നുതത്തനുഷ്യമാദിയജ്ജംബനോസ്യവദനേഭുവനാനിഗോപീസംവേഷ്യശങ്കിതമനാഃപ്രതിബോധിദാസീൽ ക്രീഡന്മനേശിനിശാകരരശ്മികൗര്യം രാസോന്മുഖക്ലവദായതമൂർച്ഛിതേന ഉദ്ദീപിതസ്തുനരുജംഭുജബദ്ധുദൂനംഹർത്തുമഹരിഷദിശിരോധനദാനുഗസ്യാംയജപ്രലംബപരലംബഖരദുർഗുരകേശരിഷ്ടമല്ലേഭകംസയമനാകുജപൗണ്ഡ്രകാദ്യം അന്യേജസാല്യകവിവല്യദന്തവക്ത്രം സത്തോക്ഷശംബരവിധൂരദരുഗ്നിമോഖ്യാഃ ഏവാമൃതേസംനിശാലയമാത്മാധജാപം കാംബോജമത്സ്യകുരുസഞ്ചയകൈകയാദ്യ യാസ്യന്ത്യദർശനകളംഭരഭീമവാർത്തം യാജാഹ്വയേന ഹരിണാനിലയം ത്വദീയം കാലേനീലിതയാമോഷ്യമൃണോദായുഷാം സുമിഗമോപദൂരപാരഹിതസ്തനയുഗം സഹി സത്യവദ്യം വേദദ്രുമം ഇടവശോ വിഭജിഷ്യതി സ്മാം ദേവദ്വിഷാം നിഗമവർത്മനി നിഷ്ഠിതാനാം പൂർഭിർമയേന വിഹിതാഭിരദൃശ്യദൂർഭി ലോകാഗ്നനാം അതിവിമോഹമതിം പ്രലോകമേഷം വിധായ ബഹുവാർഷദമോപദർഭ്യം യർഹാലയേഷു വിസദാം ഹരേ കഥാസ്യു പാഷണ്ഡിനോ ദ്വിജജനാവൃഷളാമൃതേവ സ്വാഹാ സ്വധാ വഷണ്ഡിതി സ്മഗിരോ നയത്ര శాస్తాభవిష్యతి కలే భగవాన్యుగాందే సగేతవో మహృషయో నవయే ప్రజాశం స్థానే జధర్మమహమన్యురాజనీష అమరావనీష అందే తు ధర్మ హరమన్యువశాసురాద్యామాయా విభూదయే మా పురుషక్తి భాజాః విష్ణోర్ను వీర్యగణనం కు నమో అఖదీహ య పార్థివాన్ని విగువిర్మమే కవిర్ను ఇమమే రజాంసి భక్ష్యేం వేదాంగమంగపరమస్యోగమాయం ఏన్యే విభూషణ విభీషణ హనుమద్ ఉపేంద్రదత్త పార్థ ఆర్షిషేణ విదురా శుద్ధదేవవర్యాః. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది దీస్ టు వర్సెస్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ దోస్ ఆల్ ద గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీ. ఇక్ష్వాకు ఐల ముచుకుంద విదేహ ధారి రఘు అంబరీష సగరాగయ నాహుషాద్యం మాంధార్ అలర్క శతధన్యు అనురంధి దేవా దేవవ్రతో బలి అమూర్తరయో దిలీపాః. స్వయం దేవి తస్మాన భగవాన్ విశ్వభావన సమాసేన హరే ఎన్నస్మాన్ సదసచ్చయ ఇదం భాగవతం నామం ఎన్మే భగవదోదిదం సంగ్రహోయం విభూదీనాం తమేదల్ విభిలీకురు యదాహరో భగవరే భగవతి నృణాం భక్తిర్భవిష్యతి సర్వాత్మన్ అఖిలాధారే ఇది సంకల్పవర్ణయా మయా వర్ణయదో మృష్యం ఈశ్వరస్యానుమోదద శృణ్వద శ్రద్ధయా నిత్యం మాయయాల్మా నముహ్యతి. ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాప్రాణే ద్వితీయ స్కందే సప్తమోధ్యాయం. సో ఇట్ వాస్ ఇన్ దిస్ లాస్ట్ చాప్టర్ దట్ ఇట్ వాస్ మెన్షన్ దట్ దీస్ గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ హూ హ్యావ్ యాక్చువల్లీ హూ ఫ్రీడ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది క్లచెస్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్ దే వర్ ఏబుల్ టు, ఇట్ సేస్ ఇన్ ద వర్డ్స్ బిఫోర్ దట్ దే వర్ ఏబుల్ టు ఫ్రీ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ మాయా. అండ్ హౌ డిడ్ దే డూ దట్? యేషాం స ఏవ భగవాన్ దయేదనంద సర్వాత్మన ఆశ్రవదో హి నిర్మలీగం తే దుస్తరాం అది తరంది జదేవ మాయాం నేషాం మమాహమిదిది శుశృగాలవక్షేం. దట్ దిస్ మాయ దేవమాయ కృష్ణస్ ఇల్యూసరి ఎనర్జీ విచ్ ఈస్ నోన్ అస్ ది దేవమాయ తే దుస్తరాం అది తరంది జదేవ మాయాం దే వర్ ఏబుల్ టు క్రాస్ ఓవర్ దట్ దేవమాయ ఆల్ ది మాయాస్ వేస్ ఆఫ్ కంట్రోలింగ్ పీపుల్ దే వర్ ఏబుల్ టు కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ తే దుస్తరాం అది తరంది జదేవ మాయాం Their intelligence was such that they were so intelligent people that they were able to get their intelligence out of this material nature and they were able to free themselves. And what was the result? Then they were able to see that the material body is nothing but a five material elements which eventually has to become as the food for the dogs and the foxes. It is nothing higher than that. That was that the degree of realization what they had. And they reached that stage. That was their good fortune. That why? യേഷാം ശ്രീ ഭവമന്ദയേതനന്ദ സർവാത്മന അശുതവതോ യതി നിർവേളീകം.
ഓൾ ദീസ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റീസ് at some stage or the other in their life, they give up their attachment and connection with this material world and they decided to go back into the spiritual world, and they worked from that point onwards in that direction, and that was their success. So in these three chapters, this is the discussion between Lord Brahma and Narada Muni, and with that it is known as the Brahmanarada Samvadam in the Srimad Bhagavatam finishes. And as soon as that was over, there was immediately a number of questions from Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was completely in a shocked state after hearing about this whole process of creation and also about all these great personalities who freed themselves from this material world by their effort. And that question comes in the next chapter, which we'll talk about in the next Sunday. So,
Lord Brahma is the secondary creator of the universe and the 8,400,000 different species of life.
Yeah.
And I've understood that Lord Shiva is the father of all living entities because he impregnates material nature, Mother Durga. So, what is the relationship between Lord Brahma and Durga? And how is
Durga's position is actually, she is the material energy. Then the word itself as indicates Durga. It's a fort that has been created by the Supreme Lord. And it is that unseen fort that is keeping us in this material world. That Maya's personification is Durga actually. Durga is personified form, she is Sri Parvati or Durga. So she controls us, and in this material conditioned life we are in her control. We have no freedom to do anything different than that. So in reality, that when we talk about Maya, it is actually Durga what we are referring to. It's Durga's control what we have. Now Lord Shiva as her husband, as the Sri Parvati is Lord Shiva's consort, he is the authority on the transcendental knowledge. That is also particularly the impersonalist. Their parampara comes through him. That they receive the knowledge of the spiritual realization from Lord Shiva. And that is that position of Lord Shiva, who actually took birth from Lord Brahma. He is his son also. But at the same time, Lord Shiva, because of his austerities and penances, he attained that special position as the all-knower, the greatest personality who achieved that highest position, simply by his austerities and penances. That's how he got there. So although it is like this, that all the living entities were created actually by Krishna himself. We are all actually Krishna's creation. But once we are thrown into this material world, then we are actually under the control of Lord Brahma to a large extent. That means if we do not get out of this material world, then you can say very much that Lord Brahma and material energy Maya, both of them together, keeps us in control. So when we get back into Brahmaloka or the Lord Brahma's planet, we have to stay in Brahma's planet. When the Atyandiya Pralayam happens, the total devastation happens, all the living entities goes into Brahma. And when Brahma's night is over, when again we are created, it is Brahma who lets us out again, come back with our previous vasana or previous propensities or previous karma. We take that body and again come back to this material world. So in other words, there is no possibility for the living entity to escape from this material universe. He is stuck inside this, and that is what is known as conditioning. What we call as conditioning is nothing but stuck within this material universe, not able to free oneself. Once you are within the universe, it means you are subject to the laws of material nature, three modes of material nature, and you are accepting different bodies. And unless and until you come to the point of making up your mind to come out of this situation. I think we have to stop here because there is a program that is, they want to start right now. So we have to stop here.
Yeah, okay.
See you next week.
Is placed in a jhatmukukhi.